couple of weeks ago, a few weeks ago, Linda, as you know, and I guess Lex got some remarkable and what I assumed at first must have been completely fallacious pictures of what looked like a something that some Star Trek fan had built and thrown up in the air and clicked a couple of pictures of, or had done on done with Photoshop or something. However, subsequently, the mystery deepened, as it often does in our world, and Linda was soon talking to Sylvia, who's on Dreamland, who saw this same thing in Sequoia National Park last summer in 2006, and lo and behold, she proceeds to get a picture of it from Alabama, from Mr. Smith, who took a picture of it, of a similar object hanging over a telephone wire in Alabama, a picture which has almost certainly not been photoshopped in any way. And indeed, the Chad pictures, we have not found any evidence so far of any photoshopping either. And now there are new pictures, which we are looking at very carefully, which are either real or a truly fine job of CGI work that goes quite far beyond Photoshop, ordinary Photoshopping. It's a really, if it's true, it's a fine job. And the combination of the witnesses and the utter sincerity of both of these people, and of Chad for that matter, and these incredible pictures, and I think to myself finally, who are we kidding? This thing, it looks like it might be out there. It might be, there might be something real. There's going to be fakes. Certainly. There's already one fake, very nice piece of CGI animation on YouTube of the thing taking off, allegedly, of a model of it. It's beautifully done, and but it's a fake. And the guy who did it said, he was perfectly straightforward about the fact that it was a fake. Now, I wrote a journal on my website, and the way you get to that is you go to unknowncountry.com, you look in the left column, and you click on Whitley's Journal. And you, and I'm speculating about this at every possible level, because if it's man-made, then that's one thing. And however, if it's not, it represents something very new in the whole UFO world. And this is an if, because I, like you, Art, am sort of inclined to think it's probably man-made. But if it isn't, then the whole UFO story has got it started a new sentence, because we have never had pictures this clear. We have never had something so clever, which is, if you look at the bottom of the Chad pictures, you can see writing on it, which looks like a mix of Klingon and something out of Star Wars, and maybe some few Japanese characters. In other words, it looks like something, if it's real and not made by us, that was designed to make us think it was a fake. Very smart.
Designed to make us think it was a fake.
Exactly.
All right, Woodley, a couple of things I want to note. One is last week, no, sorry, I wasn't here last week. The week prior, somebody wrote, look, take the picture and take a good look at it in, I forget, one of the tools that you use. And you'll see Photoshop, you'll see the Photoshop ID, and indeed you do. But, it had to be processed to put on the website.
Yeah, that's right. The problem is, as soon as you process it in Photoshop, that the Photoshop ID is going to show up in the processed image.
That's right.
So that doesn't prove anything.
Right, and I said that at the time. Now, to me, I maintain what I said when I first saw this, and that is, it is weird, but it seems to me to be terrestrial weird as opposed to extraterrestrial weird.
Well, I have the opposite feeling. I feel that it's extraterrestrial weird rather than terrestrial weird. It's really six of one and half a dozen the other. Flip a coin. I have no way. It's just my instinct and your instinct.
Yeah, but it's a very important distinction.
Well, it would be.
Yeah, very, very important.
We can't come down on either side. I'm hoping that there'll be something more. I know somebody who's quite good at this, who's up there in Northern California now, who has got all kinds of equipment and is just basically driving the roads all day, and hopefully he'll find this thing.
Let me ask you this, Woodley. Has Chad come forth yet? Do we know where he is?
Oh, yeah. Linda has talked to him.
All right, so we know where these photographs were taken.
Absolutely. Linda knows his name. She knows where the photographs were taken. She knows.
How frequently do they allegedly show up, Woodley?
What?
How frequently do they allegedly show?
Well, it was around for a couple of days, apparently, in his neck of the woods. And the photos that have been posted on, I guess it's UFODigest.com, the past few days were taken by a wedding photographer with a small camera, and she just happened to see it. So she says, or I say it, it's another much larger object, a similar design, but quite a bit larger than the one in the Chad photo.
How much bigger?
Well, I haven't got, unfortunately, it's only guesswork, because, you know, without any ability to triangulate, we don't know how far away from the camera it is.
Right.
It appears to be something on the order maybe of an 18-wheeler in terms of its length, or maybe a little longer than that. Pretty big, in other words. Maybe
it's
even
bigger.
And if it's farther away from the camera, obviously a lot bigger. But the case is kind of not closed on. I think that one could be a fine piece of fine special effect, a very impressive special effect.
All right. Has anybody made anything yet of the inscription, which is quite legible, even in the photographs?
We've got all of the letters, and right now I have a guy who is working on Japanese, Klingon, and another language. I've forgotten the name of it, frankly.
I didn't know Klingon was an actual language.
Well, there's a full alphabet of Klingon, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And trying to see if he can find a message in it somewhere, but so far no cigar. We were thinking that maybe the message would be reveal the author of the joke or something, but right now we can't find anything out. And not only that, he's beginning to think that the lettering just looks close to some of that, but it's not really that at all.
Well, Woodley, what if this is really it?
Well, if it's aliens, then it's a material change in two ways. First, we've never seen anything like this before. And second, these would be the clearest UFO pictures ever seen. And that's part of what I wrote about, because if that's the case, then there are reasons. I wrote on March the 30th, an earlier journal, after the United Airlines terminal and a number of other different extraordinary events that happened toward the end of last year, that, you know, we could be on a track here where things are going to be getting closer. We're going to see more. And I said I had no idea what form it would take, because you can never second guess this.
Well, you know, I've been out of touch now for a couple of weeks. What of other ufologists? For example, Stan Friedman, has he chimed in?
No, he has. To my knowledge, he may have. But I think that most of them are pretty much in the same position we are, sort of thinking, gee, if it's real, it's really a surprise and really strange, and sort of waiting for the other shoe to drop and for someone to say, come out and say, ha, 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 it's all based on our new movie, et cetera,
right,
and so forth, and, you know,
right,
viral marketing or something. But so far, nobody's come forward.
Hmm. This is beginning to get to be a fairly serious mystery. I would think it would have almost gone on long enough for somebody, if it was, you know, a promotion for a movie or something along those lines, they would have thrown in the towel by now.
Said something that by now, yeah, because they would have, you know, the bloom will be off the rose soon. And one thing that hasn't happened that's kind of interesting is that there's no video of it. And the fact that there is not yet any video suggests it could be a hoax, because video is much more difficult to do well if you're going to do it up in the sky with,
good point,
you know, et cetera, and so forth. But in the statement that was on UFO Digest by by Jana, the lady who is the photographer who accidentally took it, she describes a jumping motion. And to one of the gentlemen that I work, he's not really an analyst, but he's just he knows a lot about video. He's a videographer, I should say. Said that that's a bit suspicious, and the reason he said that is that it would be much easier to make a video of something that kind of jumps from place to place and then just disappears than it would be to make a video of something that moved very smoothly and then moved slowly off into the distance. And so the statement could be a setup for a video that's a simple video to make.